Comrades, good evening.
Yay!
It is such a pleasure to be here with you. Because this isn't a rally about me personally. This is a rally about the people of Hackney and working people nationally. I joined the Labour Party as a young woman nearly 50 years ago. And I have always been a loyal member of the Labour Party. I have sometimes disagreed with the leadership, notably Blair and the Iraq War, but I have been a loyal member of my party. I have also been a representative of the party, first as a councillor and then as a member of parliament, for nearly 40 years. So I was shocked to learn yesterday that I am going to be banned from running for the Labour Party. I have been selected by my local party members, many of whom are here today, but the National Party is insisting that I be banned. They haven't communicated with me personally. They haven't given a reason for banning me. They just want me excluded from Parliament. So I am so shocked and so alarmed about what is going on, because it is as if you are not allowed to be a Labour MP unless you're prepared to repeat everything the leader says. So what happened? What happened to political independence? What happened to representing your community? It seems if you want to be independent, if you want to speak up for people, if you want to represent your local community, you will find yourself banned. With no due process, with no conversation, without even explaining to you why you are banned. So let me say to all of you this evening, I have campaigned over 40 years for the Labour Party. I have also campaigned for 40 years for equalities. I've spoken up on race, I've spoken up on gender, I've spoken up on gay rights. And it is as if the party leadership is throwing all that in my face. Well, I am here to say that I will continue to speak up. I will continue to struggle, and by any means possible, I will be the candidate for Hackney North. You have always stood with me,
and always will,
in good times and bad, and I will always stand with you. I'm not going to allow myself to be intimidated
by the bully boy,
or frightened by forces beyond all of our control. I am going to be your MP. As long as I am allowed to.
Forever.
When I remember when I first ran as a Labour MP all the way back in 1987.
Yay!
People thought I couldn't win. People thought you couldn't elect a black woman to Parliament because it had never been done before. But local people went out, campaigned, knocked on doors, and made me Britain's first black woman Member of Parliament.
Yes!
Yes! Still here with you today. Still here with you today.
And I have to keep faith with that loyalty. I have to keep faith with my principles. I have to keep faith with supporting and speaking up for equalities, poor people, for the community here in Hackney. So I promise you that as long as it is possible, I will be the Member of Parliament for Hackney North and Stoke.
Yes!